York City, border to border, and coast to coast. You're connected with Tom Sullivan.
Yes, you are. And, well, look at that. Look at that calendar. Hey, this is Friday, the 20th day of April, year of our Lord 2018. My name is Tom Sullivan. And we were just talking about, before we got the show started, about the fact we're kind of not in a rut, but we're doing a lot of the stories about Trump, Comey, and, you know, just go Stormy Daniels. It seems like everything's going around in circles. But all of these stories seem to have new legs to them today, new angles, new information, and the place to, well, I mean, there's just so much to start with today. But let's start with, after the show last night, they released the Comey memos. We had a caller on Monday, wish I could remember his name. I know he's from Florida. He said, hey, where are those Comey memos? Where did they go? And I said, well, funny you should ask, because Congress had given the FBI until midnight Monday to turn those things over. And then Tuesday, Rosenstein said, give us a couple more days, please, please, please. And then Wednesday came along, and then finally last night they released the memos. And this is what's so weird about the memos. There's 15 pages. It's not that hard to read through them. I don't think you will find anything in those memos that you did not already know. I don't know. This was like the memo from the intelligence community committee. The Republican memo, and then the Democrat memo was held back. And they, I don't know what they're holding these things back for. There's very little redaction. So I'm going, what was the big deal? What were they holding them back for? Just as what James Comey has pretty much already told us. So are they just a big bust? Is it just a looking for a smoking gun? And I'll tell you, unless maybe you have, if you have, I'd love to hear what the smoking gun, what it was all about, because I don't see one. I mean, there's some of this where Comey, you know, kind of laughing along with the president, and it's also the way he describes Donald Trump is exactly like we know Donald Trump. He talks about this, and he talks about that, and he's off on something else, and he moves. He doesn't stay on one subject very long, and he'll come back again. But I'm not quite sure what the smoking gun is in all of this. Is this Byron York says, I did not know this fact that Jake Tapper got Comey to reveal. When Comey briefed President-elect Trump on the dossier, Comey discussed only the sex stuff, not other allegations, Manafort, Cohen, etc., that were also in the dossier. So we only wanted to brief him on the prostitutes in Russia in the dossier. So otherwise, if you look at these memos, most of this ground, we have plowed this ground over and over and over and over. So maybe you know something I don't. But there is some very interesting news about these memos that came out today. That is that the Department of Justice Inspector General Horowitz, he's on the case, and he is now conducting an investigation into the classification issues regarding the Comey memos. People are telling Wall Street Journal that at least two of the memos, which Comey leaked to his good friend, the Columbia law professor, contained information that officials now consider classified, prompting a review by the Office of the Inspector General. Of the two memos, Mr. Comey himself redacted elements of one that he knew to be classified to protect secrets that he handed before he handed the documents over to his friend. He determined at the time that another memo contained no classified information, but after he left the FBI, bureau officials looked at it again and said, no, that's confidential, which is the lowest level of classification, but it is a classified document. Then he gets into this business about how he told the congressional investigators he considered the memos to be personal rather than government property. That's, come on. He was a director of the FBI when he made these. That's government property, government documents, no question about it. So Chuck Grassley said four of the seven memos he received were marked classified at the secret or confidential level. However, in January, the FBI's Chief Freedom of Information Office reported to Judicial Watch in a signed declaration that every single Comey memo was classified at the time. That's from the FBI's own people, the Freedom of Information Act officer, the guy who's supposed, or gal that's supposed to go through a request about government documents under the Freedom of Information Act, and told Judicial Watch in a signed declaration every single Comey memo was classified at the time. This gets then to another part that I've got to ask you about. I've been wanting to get this show started today because the last, I told you last Monday, after Jim Comey was on with Stephanopoulos on Sunday night, I said, I don't know about this. Doesn't look good for him. It looks like he's not acting like the true professional law enforcement officer, especially the head of the FBI. So Monday morning, I'm doing show prep, and I'm looking at some of the pundits from the left and from the right, and I was so surprised. I got it on the right. People were going to go after Jim Comey and go, oh, the guy looked really bad. On the left, I was very surprised that it seemed like all the pundits on the left were also going, this does not make Jim Comey look good. So he's been doing these interviews with Jake Tapper and Rachel Maddow, and he's been going around. He did The View. He's done a lot of different things this week, and everybody is reacting. This isn't making him look good. It makes him look small. They keep asking him, why did you have to get down to the part about his hair and his hands and the color of his skin? And you're looking kind of cheesy, Jim. So he's not doing well. He's not coming across well. Apparently, the book isn't selling well. So memos were released, and the mostly Republican, well, it's all Republicans that went after getting the memos released. This is where you go, did they shoot themselves in the foot? Because Bob Goodlatte, Trey Gowdy, Devin Nunes going after these memos. Got to get these memos released. Release these memos. You got to release them. And now that the memos have come out, like I said, there's not much new there, but it makes it look, I think, as if Donald Trump's, well, he is a kind of a different guy. He's not your normal run-of-the-mill guy. And it takes the onus off of Jim Comey basically going out there making a fool out of himself, looking bad, looking like he's leaking still to this day. And all of a sudden, it puts the onus back on Donald Trump about what did Donald Trump say? What did you talk about? He asked about the prostitutes. Why did he ask about that? I mean, you go through these memos and you go, why were they so hell-bent for leather to get these memos released? When somebody is causing their own problems, give them enough rope to hang themselves. The old adage. And that is what Comey was doing. And so now by forcing these memos to come out and nothing much in there other than weird conversations with Donald Trump, I don't think it helps. I don't think it helps Donald Trump. I don't think it hurts him, but it certainly doesn't help him. But I do think it helps Jim Comey look like, no, he was having some strange conversations with his new boss. So I don't know what you make of this. You can look through them as well and see where Trump was already having doubts about General Flynn. He was asking questions within days of taking office about Mike Flynn. Comey's previously unreported account of their take on General Flynn was part of seven memos. So it brings up questions about, well, why did you hire Mike Flynn if you have questions about his behavior and what he's been doing? It just, like I said, it doesn't, I'm not sure it hurts Donald Trump, but it certainly doesn't help him. But now you've got the Justice Department Inspector General going after James Comey and finding out about these classified memos that he proudly says he leaked. That's what makes him look so bad. All right, so we've got that. Plus, we got lawsuits galore. Andrew McCabe is suing the Trump administration for defamation and wrongful termination. He's also considering filing other civil claims. So even though he looks really, really in trouble, he is filing a lawsuit against the Trump administration for defamation and wrongful termination. And then, looking bad, the Democrat Party is suing Russia and Trump and WikiLeaks and a whole bunch of other people for the 2016 election. Roger Stone, Jared Kushner, George Papadopoulos, Richard Gates, Julian Assange. So the Democrat Party, why are they suing for losing the election? Why are they really doing this? And I have a theory that I think I've got a very good theory about why the Democrat Party filed this lawsuit today. So it's a good day for lawyers in Washington, D.C. There are lots of lawsuits flying. And James Comey is now being investigated by the Inspector General. What's your take? What's your reaction to all of this? The phone number is 855-295-6600. 855-295-6600. You can find that number and all the links to the show at TomSullivan.com.
Opinions that matter. Radio that makes you think. Tom Sullivan.
Wait till you hear Bill Clinton is out with a new collusion theory that he has come up with. I'm telling you, it sounds about as crazy as you could possibly imagine. We'll get to that in just a moment. Phone number here is 855-295-6600. What do you make of the Comey memos? 15 pages, seven memos. Inspector General is now saying, hey, wait a minute, these look like they have classified information. If so, will Jim Comey, has he just put himself into prosecution against himself? Phone number is 855-295-6600. Ron in Reno, Nevada. Hello, Ron.
Hey, Tom. How are you doing?
Doing great.
Okay. I want to disagree with you on the memos. I think they brought a light to the Trump side of the thing. There was a couple things in there that, like when Mr. Comey first told Trump about the Russian collusion and this and that, Trump said he wanted it investigated.
I'm kind of
paraphrasing, but even if it brought down people that were close to Trump, he wanted it investigated and found out. So how do you get obstruction of justice on that?
Let me narrow it, because here's the I agree with you, Rama. Let me clarify. I think what you're talking about for the audience. One of the problems is Comey did not brief Trump on the entire dossier. He never did. All he told him about, even though BuzzFeed later. Published 35 pages of the entire dossier, all that Donald Trump heard was the salacious part about the prostitutes, the PP prostitutes. So that's when Donald Trump asked him to he wanted Comey to investigate the alleged incident to prove that it did not happen. So he did not know about the other part, but that was what he was asking Comey to do. And you've heard Comey's answer to that. He said, I don't think that would be a good idea because then that would make it look like we are investigating you, sir. And so Trump said, okay, and passed on it. But your point is right. His reaction was, well, go investigate it to prove that it's not true. Did not happen. I'm looking at...
Well, why would somebody...
Yeah, if you're not guilty...
Say, go investigate it. Yeah, I mean, if I was not guilty, I'd go, hey, go check this out, find out where it came from, find out who's saying this, and prove that I'm innocent. That's basically what he was saying. And as far as these lawsuits go, what a joke. I mean, what a joke. In my mind anymore, 3/4 of the American people have gotten completely ignorant.
Well, the lawyers have gotten rich. I would love to be a lawyer in D.C. this week because everybody is suing everybody. But you're
I agree there.
You're right. I have a theory about this, but here's who the Democratic National Committee plaintiff versus the Russian Federation, General Staff of the Armed Forces of the Russian Federation, Guccifer 2.0, some long Russian name, another long Russian name, another long Russian name, WikiLeaks, Julian Assange, Donald J. Trump for President, Inc., Donald J. Trump Jr., Paul Manafort Jr., Roger Stone Jr., Jared Kushner, George Papadopoulos, Richard Gates, and John Doe's 1 through 10. I have a theory, and I think you're right. This looks a little ridiculous, doesn't it, on first blush?
It sure does. And if Mueller can't bring any charges and whatnot, you know, he can't bring those 13 Russian people that supposedly interfered with the election.
Right. Right.
How's the DNC going to sue Russians? I mean, it's ridiculous.
I think, Ron, they're suing because they're looking for a door to keep open, because I think the Mueller thing is going to come to a close, and it's not going to give the Democratic National Committee any satisfaction. And I think this is a sign that they think that Donald Trump is not going to be found guilty of anything. And as a result, the only way to try to keep that door open is do it in civil court. That's my theory. You may think I'm crazy, but that's the only thing I can think of. Ron, I got to run, but thank you. I appreciate your call.
From New York City to the world, Tom Sullivan.
Hello, world. How are you? Happy Friday to you. Talking about... Man, some crazy stuff going on. I think the caller from Reno was right on about, Donald Trump said, I want it investigated. So and that's all that Comey told him about. Comey didn't give him the whole deal. Only gave him the salacious part, which I think is also kind of weird. But Trump said, no, I want it investigated. It's a very good point. Which, if you're innocent, that would be your normal reaction to the head of the FBI, is investigate this. But now he's under investigation because of the fact that these memos that he leaked, and just the idea, forget whether they're classified, not classified, whatever. I also find it very weird that they can classify something later. But he says these were not classified. The inspector general is investigating to see whether they were classified, because some people are saying, yes, they were. But why would the FBI director, and this gets back to Andrew McCabe and the fact that he's suing for defamation and everything else, and there's a editorial today about the War of Roses at the FBI, that Andrew McCabe and James Comey are now going at each other, accusing each other of lying. But I look at all this and I go, why would you shouldn't ever be leaking anything. That the FBI has high standards. And here you are playing a little leaking game with the media in Washington. And whether Comey gave McCabe the okay or not isn't the point. McCabe and Comey, both of them, leaking. McCabe did it on his own. Comey said, I wish he had told me, because I wish he would have come to me first, but he had the authority, because only the director and the assistant director had the authority to give investigative materials out to the media. In other words, leak. I don't think they should be leaking anything. They should be telling the media, go away. So now we've got these memos out, and I don't think it adds a lot, but I guess Ron was right. It does show that in Comey's own handwriting, said Trump wanted this investigated. All right. My theory. You may think I'm nuts, but for the life of me, why would the Democratic National Committee sue Russia, Trump, WikiLeaks for conspiring to make it so that Hillary lost? They're suing a political party almost 2 years after the election has been settled. A political party is suing because they lost. Now, I'll go way back to my California days where they have voter initiatives, propositions, where the people can vote on various things. And the party that loses, if the Democrats lose, they go to court and sue. The people have spoken, the voters have spoken, but Democrats seem to, they don't take no or they don't take a loss very easily. They sue. So they're suing, like I said, the Russian Federation, Guccifer 2.0, Donald Trump Jr., Paul Manafort Jr., Roger Stone Jr., Jared Kushner, all these various people saying you made us lose. I don't know when they're going to come to the conclusion that they had a bad candidate. I look back at the election 2016 and say I didn't like either candidate. You know that. I told you that over and over again. But I voted for Trump because I couldn't imagine. Well, I voted for him primarily because of the fact I wanted somebody at least somewhat on the right to pick the next Supreme Court justice. That was my big litmus test. All right. So now we've got a book out, a new book from Amy Shozik. Amy has been reporting on Hillary going back to the 2008 campaign. She followed her on the 2008 campaign. She followed her on the 2016 campaign. She has been a reporter assigned to basically follow Hillary through all these various things. So she writes in this book. I know there's a lot of these books that are out. She writes in the books, of all the Brooklyn aides, Jen Palmieri had the most pleasant bedside manner. That made her the designated deliverer of bad news to Hillary, but not this time. She told Robbie there was no way she was going to tell Hillary that she could not win. This is election night. That's when Robbie, drained and deflated, watching the results with his team in a room down the hall from Hillary's suite, labored into the hallway of the peninsula to break the news. Hillary did not seem all that surprised. She said, I knew it. I knew this would happen to me. She said, now within a couple of inches of Robbie Mook's face. They were never going to let me be president. What? Who's they? They were never going to let me be president. So is that the vast right-wing conspiracy that said that she cannot be president? So Bill Clinton has now thought this over and has come up with this. I think he's lost it. This is a story from the Daily Beast, which usually is a lefty kind of website. And when the Trump-Russia collusion theory seemingly is running out of gas, there's a new story by the Daily Beast about the new book by Amy Shozik. And what he says is after the election, Let me start at the right place here. When all was said and done, according to Shozik's book, the somewhat acrimonious relationship between the Clinton campaign and the New York Times continued even after the campaign ended. After the election, Bill would spread a more absurd Times conspiracy that the publisher had struck a deal with Trump that would destroy Hillary on her emails to help him get elected if he kept driving traffic and boosting the company's stock price. Bill Clinton thinks, because the New York Times did break the story about Hillary Clinton having a server at her home. And so now Bill Clinton says the New York Times was in cahoots with Donald Trump, that they would go ahead and do the story about her email server, which would damage her in return for him continuing to draw the media attention and get people to drive traffic to the New York Times website and boost the New York Times company stock price. That is Bill Clinton's conspiracy theory, collusion theory. It was the New York Times colluding with Donald Trump. Don't you know it? How could you not miss that? Something's not right in the Clinton camp. Phone number is 855-295. I'm not making this up. 855-295-6600. Let's talk to Bill in Carson City, Nevada. Hi, Bill.
Hi, Tom. How you doing?
Doing great.
Yeah, like I was telling your screener, this whole thing with Comey, you know, when President Trump made that comment, oh, God, I hope my wife doesn't think anything. It's happened to everybody. You hear something so ridiculous in your about someone saying about you, and you just stand there and kind of, are you joking me? Are you serious?
Well, it's more than even that. It wasn't just are you joking me. It was I want you to investigate this to prove that it wasn't true.
Exactly. And when you tell someone to investigate something, it's because you know it's not true. You want to find out who is responsible so you can hold them accountable. It ain't just the fact that you want to investigate it. You want to find the person who's responsible to hold them accountable for their actions.
I got you. All right, Bill, I got to take the break, but I hear you loud and clear. But don't you know the way Trump got elected was he got in cahoots with the New York Times?
Unpredictable, unprecedented, undeniably. Tom Sullivan.
Okay, so Andy McCabe, there's a lot going on. I'm sorry I'm bouncing around here a little bit. McCabe's lawyer, Michael Bromwich, has told the Hill newspaper, he said that the legal team hasn't yet figured out when they're going to file the lawsuits against the Trump administration for defamation and wrongful termination. He says they haven't figured out when they're going to file the lawsuits, and they're working on making them, quote, solid. Meantime, the attorney says that they are announcing the launch of a legal defense fund for Andrew McCabe and hopes to transfer the money raised for McCabe's legal costs through the crowdfunding campaign started after his March firing to the official fund. So, remember I told you about this thing? And it started off, I forget what he wanted. I forget what the original amount was, like $50,000 or something, and he blew through that the first day. Anyway, they finally shut down the GoFundMe for Andrew McCabe, his legal defense fund, when it got up to $567,000. And it says, campaign is complete and no longer active. And I thought, well, that's a lot of lawyer time, no question about it. But this lawyer is looking at that $567,000 going, I'm going to be charging a lot more than that. I'm going to make a mint off this guy. So we're going to, they've launched a new legal defense fund on top of the $567,000. Geez, I should have gone to law school. Meantime, Michael Horowitz, the inspector general, issued that criminal referral we told you about yesterday to the U.S. Attorney's Office in the District of Columbia. And so now we're waiting for the U.S. Attorney to act on it. I'd be surprised if the attorney did not. 855-295-6600. Just remember, there was collusion. Donald Trump and the New York Times, according to Bill Clinton, colluded, and Hillary lost because of that. You got it? Good. Janet in California. Janet, hi. You're on the Tom Sullivan Show.
Thanks for taking my call.
You bet.
Okay. All right. So what I don't understand with McCabe, and I'm trying to figure this out because I watched Comey talk, he said that he had the right to make that, to leak or whatever, or tell everybody what was going
Correct.
On. That
Correct.
Was his right.
Right.
So my question is, I believe that McCabe might have a good case because if that was his right to do it, it may have been wrong, but it was his right. Or it was
No. You're missing the one key element which always gets those people in Washington. It's not that he leaked the information, although I think that is repugnant. It's that when the Office of Professional Conduct in the FBI, the internal investigation, called him in and said, "Did you leak this stuff?" And he lied about it on four occasions. He lied.
He said, "I absolutely did not do it."
Yeah, I did not do it. He lied.
Okay, so
that's not. You are absolutely right. He has the authority. He had the authority to do that, but he lied about doing it. That's what got him.
That doesn't make any sense.
Why not?
Does that make sense to you?
This is exactly what Michael Flynn
had the right to do it. Why would that was stupid for him to lie?
I know. Well, General Flynn had the right to talk to foreign officials as the incoming National Security Advisor. But he lied about it.
More to that than that.
What they got him on was lying about the conversation that he had with Kislyak. That's what they got him on was lying about.
He didn't register. Yeah, because he didn't register.
No. All of that that's all there. But what they got him on was lying about did you talk to Kislyak. Same thing as McCabe. It's almost identical. They both had the authority to do what they were doing, and they both lied about it.
So one leaked to a Russian, and the other leaked to who?
New York, to the media, Washington Post or somebody.
So was that an anonymous leak?
No.
Or did this come from, and it came from him?
No, he gave it to somebody to give to the Washington Post. Look, lying is lying. When they ask you a question, it doesn't matter whether what you did was good, bad, or indifferent. Don't lie about it.
Right. I get that point. And that's why I'm confused. I'm trying to figure out why he would lie about something that they both admit he could
I don't know.
Yeah, I know. Well, maybe that's why he's suing. I don't know. Maybe he's suing because he was suing. They waited until the last day before his retirement to fire him. I don't know. It just, you know, you think things smell. I think this smells. I don't get it.
The whole thing smells. Well, it smells that the Comey McCabe management of the FBI smells. It just, they screwed it up royally.
Well,
nobody acts like they did. Nobody acts like that.
Well, I don't appreciate what Comey did to Hillary because I do believe it helped with the election, and I don't appreciate what he did to did to Trump too. But I was under the impression, and you can correct me, that he ran all that by the FBI, and they said, go for it. Put it out. The book was okayed, and the notes were okayed.
I don't know who he ran it by.
He said he ran it by the FBI, and they approved it.
Well, I have not read the book. But the reviews of the book is that he never really got into one iota about anything legal. He just talked about his impressions and the behavior of President Trump, and that's what the book is about. It's a gossip book.
But the book was vetted, and so were the notes. And that's
well, fine. So we gossip. Sure, go ahead, Jim. Go for it.
I'm just saying I don't think he leaked because he was vetted, and we're saying that it's a leak, but actually the FBI said put it out. Now, I'm not saying, again, everything's hinky. I totally agree. But, you know, if he put it out with their approval, there's no leaks.
The book? The book's not a leak.
The book and the notes. No, I know. But everything, the notes that he put out were the same thing that was in the book.
The notes are apparently classified, and that has the parts that are classified have been redacted.
Right, and we didn't see that he didn't put out. Correct?
They came out this morning or last night at 6 o'clock.
Well, no, but that was leaked. But that was leaked by who knows who. I'm talking about the notes that Comey gave to his friends to put out. That
right.
The guys are saying it's a leak. You know, well, there was nothing in there classified per the FBI, per Comey, in his, what he was doing his interview.
Per Comey. That's what the inspector general is looking at because of the fact that there are reports that, yes, there was classified information in there. That's why he may also be in trouble.
I kind of
hope he is. I hope he is. I think he's done an absolute disservice to the great name of the Federal Bureau of Investigation. I think he's absolutely trashed the agency that he contends that he loves so much. But Janet, I got to hit the break. I appreciate your call. Just remember, there was collusion. Donald Trump and the New York Times, and say it with a straight face.